you haven't messed that up in years.
All right, I just restarted it. I know, it's been a little bit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plebeians Fantasy Football Podcast. This is definitely the first time I'm recording this, and I didn't screw it up a few seconds ago.
This is the second take. Nick messed up. I want everyone to know
who's
that.
Who's to say? I haven't introduced you yet. You can't talk. Anyway, my name is Nick Delfino. I'm the host, and joining me, as always, our very own commissioner, Ryan Fitch. Ryan, thanks so much for being here on this first take.
Nick messed up, everyone. We couldn't, and he's going to cut it out. He's going to try to fool you. Think he's a professional.
I mean,
he is not.
I could have fibbed it more, but I literally just restarted it right away. So it's going to be even more jarring, I think, now that I just kept it going. So that's okay. That's fun. That's a little Easter egg, very front-loaded Easter egg for the fans.
Special operation here.
And you're probably thinking, who else is waiting in the wings of this podcast? And the answer is nobody. We didn't get anybody. We have three more people in the league to be on the pod, so don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you. We'll be reaching out. But this week is just Ryan and I, just having a little nice time.
We forgot about you. It's
you know, numbers are hard. Keeping track of people's hard. You know, Ryan and I, we can only do so much. But we missed everyone last week. We obviously didn't do a Thanksgiving special. Hopefully everyone's still had a lovely Thanksgiving without it, but I know it's probably pretty dreadful to hang out with your family without entertainment like this. So that's tough, and we're sorry about that.
Yeah, What else could you listen to around the Thanksgiving table except the Plebeians Fantasy Football Podcast?
I know. I feel like our voice is it's comfort during the holidays. You know, we're like family to so many of our listeners, which we have numerous now, Ryan. We grew 25% this year from the Spotify Wrapped for our podcast. So
that's
just
great
to be on the up and up. You know, if you just looked at that percentage, you would think we're reaching millions of people, but it's like 10.5. So
that's okay, though. Big interest, yeah.
Huge. 25% is massive, no matter how you slice it.
And like, Ryan, they must be people not in our league because no one in our league is listening anymore.
Yeah, I truly can't believe Kevin is. It makes me a little nervous that Kevin is like, you know, advertising the pod out and about. But thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. It's exciting. Who knows? Who knows where this will lead, Ryan? You know, it's season 7 now. Season 8 could be totally different. It could be mass-produced, mainstream. Maybe we get a studio. Maybe we start recording video, Ryan. Like YouTube, you and I get together in a room every week. Think about it.
Maybe we just replace both of ourselves with AI.
Yeah, I think we could probably.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, yeah, send me all your school writing from the past 10 years, and I'm gonna train. So I'm gonna train an AI to like talk and think like you, if
well,
that's appealing to you at all.
Send it the 8-7 seasons of podcast, Nick.
That's true. Yeah, I mean the writing would really help though, Ryan. I'd love to read your papers. Really, just for me. It's not really for the AI at all. I lied. Speaking of AI, Ryan, I have a choice of games today.
A choice.
So I'm gonna read you the prompt I gave to Claude AI, sponsoring this podcast, and then you get to pick which one you want to play. All right.
Okay.
Here's your first prompt. Create a really difficult and challenging 3-question quiz with 4 choices and select the answer for each question about sports trivia from the last 10 years focused on the NFL and NBA for someone who works in sports betting and grew up in Connecticut. That's the first one.
Okay.
The second one is create a really difficult and challenging 3-question quiz with 4 choices and select the answer for each question about reality TV from the last 10 years focused on Love Island and The Challenge.
Wow, these are good.
These are pretty good. I tailored them to you. Do I think they're difficult? The sports one, I do. I actually think, I don't think I knew any of the answers to the sports one. Any of the sports ones.
How many questions are in each? You said 4?
There's 3 questions in each, but there's 4 answers.
Let's do 6 questions. Fuck it. We got no
guess. All right. I love it, Ryan. All right. We'll start with the sports one. That's the order I have them in.
All right.
I want to say again, here's the thing I'm going to say. I don't know if these are the correct answers, Ryan. So if you hear the answer, you're like, that's wrong. I'm just the messenger. Don't blame me.
So shoot
me. We'll laugh about it. Yeah, we'll laugh about it together. All right, here we go. In a 2018 game, this NFL player remarkably caught his own forward pass off a batted ball for a touchdown completion. Was it A, Odell Beckham Jr., B, Julio Jones, C, DeAndre Hopkins, D, Corey Clement?
play it one more time.
All right, Ryan. I don't even know. Like this wording seems wrong, but like I don't know. In a 2018 game, this NFL player remarkably caught his own forward pass off a batted ball for a touchdown completion. Does that make sense? Is that like?
Yeah, I understand what's happening, but
yeah,
I had a name in mind and they didn't show up in the list.
Okay.
So read them again. Read the options for me.
The names. Okay, the names again are Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Corey Clement.
See, I think the answer is Marcus Mariota. But maybe that might be even earlier. So I'm going to guess Corey Clement.
Corey Clement is the correct answer. At least that's what the AI suggested. I mean, we can look it up. Let me look it up. 2018 forward pass caught by passer. I don't even know how I would look this up. Can you look this up? Do you have any way of like, do you have a faster way to look this up?
I'm just going to see if he has any passing touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Catching your own forward pass.
So maybe NFL. 2017, he had two receiving touchdowns.
NFL 2018. Wait, batted ball. I should look at a.
Just go to the next question. This is not interesting.
Yeah, they're not interesting. We'll look it up later, so we'll look it up. All right, Ryan, next question. Who hit the NBA record-setting 402 three-pointers in a season in 2016, breaking his own previous record by over 100 made threes? Was it A, Ray Allen, B, Reggie Miller, C, James Harden, D, Steph Curry?
D, Steph Curry.
Ooh, AI says C, James Harden.
402 made three. I think Steph Curry has the record for most made threes in a year.
This is in 2016.
Yeah.
With Steph Curry playing, I mean, I don't know NBA.
Yeah.
The AI, you know, it's doing the best they can.
The record is currently Steph Curry with 402, but okay. This AI sucks. In 2016, you know, that is.
I did say make a really, what's more difficult of a quiz than one that has the wrong answers as the right answers, when you think about it? So it's just meta like that. All right, this next one, I'll be honest, the AI hallucinated for this next one because I pretty clearly stated last 10 years, and this is not in the last 10 years. What was the name of the AAFC football team based out of Hartford, Connecticut, which competed from 1946 to 1949 before folding? I know you know this one as a native Connecticutian.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that? Connecticutian?
Connecticut. No, I think they're... Yeah, Nutmeggers.
is that the official?
No, we're the Nutmeg State.
Brilliant. I love that for you. Here are your options, Ryan. They're all really unique. Hartford Blues. A, Hartford Blues. B, Hartford Knights. C, Hartford Dark Blues. D, Hartford Colts.
I'm going to go Hartford Blues because they threw Dark Blues in there.
It's Hartford Knights. No idea. Let's even see if that's true. I did not look any of these up. Hartford Knights. They were a professional American football team based in Hartford, Connecticut. They began playing in 1968. So I don't know where they got 46, 49 from. Once again, the AI hallucinates. Well, that's the sport one. I think you did fine on that, considering that it's all make-believe. And, you know, none of it's really real. So moving on to the reality TV quiz, Ryan. Once again, this is focused on Love Island and the challenge. Now, this is one that I do know. You know, I'm looking at this now. This is hilarious. This is actually, I think, wrong. Looking at the answers I picked. Kind of fun. All right, let's go. Yeah, let's just jump in. Who is the name of the woman who hosted the first four seasons of Love Island USA? Is it A, Arielle Vandenberg, B, Julie Chen Moonves. Man. I know she hosts Big Brother. C, Carolyn Flack. D, Sophie Monk. None of these are right. I'm like pretty confident.
Arielle Vandenberg?
So that's the answer. Is her name Arielle Vandenberg?
I think it was. That sounds very familiar to me.
But she didn't host it. She didn't host Love Island USA. That was The person from Modern Family hosts it.
Oh, she hosts now. But Sarah Hyland hosts now. But
Arrow. Oh. But there weren't four seasons. Sarah Hyland's been hosting. She's been hosting since season two, right?
No. Since moved to Peacock, I think. Yeah, she. Well,
there you go.
2019 to 2021, Arrow of Vandenberg.
So one season.
No, I think it was three seasons. I don't think it was four, but.
Okay. Yeah, close enough. Seasons. Good job. All right, moving on. Number two, challenge theme question. On the Challenge Total Madness 2020, who won the first challenge that was an 11-mile mountain endurance race? Was it A, Johnny Bananas, B, Wes Bergman, C, Jordan Wisely, D, Rogan O'Connor? Did you watch this, Ryan?
Yeah, of course. I've watched that season. All right, I don't know who won the first challenge. But I don't think the first challenge was also an 11-mile run up a mountain. The final might have been an 11-mile run up the mountain. So I will go by the final result, which was A, Johnny Bananas.
Ooh, we have Jordan Wisely here. Probably wrong. The AI is probably wrong.
I guess Jordan was on that season. So yeah, maybe. I don't know. The first episode, I don't tend to remember the first episodes very much.
I will give Claude AI credit for being able to even put down coherent names, right? Like, it actually put down real contestants on this show. That's impressive, even if it's not the exact right thing.
No.
I even wonder, we must get this information from, like, IMDb, right? It must literally be, like, the synopsis on IMDb or something.
Yeah, or Wikipedia or someone else.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, moving on. Number three. In Love Island UK 2022. I don't think there was a spring or summer here. But anyway, in Love Island UK 2022, how many islanders were there originally before Casa Amor happened? A8, B10, C12, D14.
It's either 10 or 12. 12.
It says D14, but that, once again, that seems wrong.
That seems so high. That's just no way.
Because that means there's seven couples. I don't think there's normally. Yeah. I think there's only six or five couples.
Yeah, they usually like to try to cut it down a little bit before you bring in a lot of people.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know about that one. But overall, those are my Claude AI prompts. You know, I wanted to really try and turn the wheel a little bit here. I didn't make it too easy. I don't think the results were great. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little disappointed. Reading through them now and talking to you about them, I'm like, yeah, these are off.
Yeah, the first episode of the Challenge Total Madness, Rogan won the challenge.
Did it say first episode? It just says on the... Oh, who won the first challenge. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
First challenge, yeah.
Yeah. See Jordan Wisely. I don't know.
And the game was not an 11-mile run up a mountain.
Is there like a wiki for this show and you can look up that challenge and see who won it?
I'm just on Wikipedia, but yeah.
Because I'd be curious to know like if it... pick the right person for that challenge. It's just wrong about it being the first challenge. Like, that would be exciting.
I don't think so, because an 11-mile run is typically, like, a final, like, either a final or a like a final. So.
Anyway. Well, if you do find out, I'd be curious to know. I'm sure people will be riffing on the sports ones as well. You know, look, it's a rapidly developing technology.
I'm really surprised I couldn't get Steph Curry. That's really easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, right? Once again, what I will say is that it's pretty close, right? Like, it asks a question of, like, a thing that did happen, but, like, yeah, it's just a little off.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would pick James Harden for that. Does he have a title or record in something else in that year where it would, like, pick him out above Steph Curry or something? Did he win, like, Player of the Year?
2016? No, but James Harden was good and probably did shoot a lot of threes that year.
Yeah. I wonder if that was enough. Like, maybe he, like, shot the most threes in 2016, but Steph Curry holds the overall record, and so then it kind of just, like, conflates the two. We would be here all day trying to figure out why the AI does what it does. Not even the people who make it know why it does what it does. So that kind of says it all right there. But Ryan, take it to something that AI has no hand in. That's your power rankings. We can rely on that being thoughtfully, you know, curated by a human every week, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing the rankings in AI.
You should. Make your life easier, right? That's what it's all about. That's what AI is all about. You know, you offload the repetitive tasks. You say, hey, here's a list of teams. Here's some stats. Like, organize this in a ranking system. It'll figure it out. It'll probably be fine. I mean, it can't be doing a worse job than you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
I'm just kidding. All right, Ryan, take us to number 12. Probably start.
14. We have 14.
I know, but we really only have 12. Sorry, go ahead.
And I just looked up, Marcus Mariota was the player in 2018 who did this
for the first. Okay, so that one's just off. That's just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
It was a playoff game. It was a playoff game. They were playing the Chiefs. It was cool. They were still down a lot. They lost the game.
I mean, you know, credit though, Ryan. You picked out Corey Clement. I think that's probably because you just knew it wasn't any of the other three. You just like knew it wasn't Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Number 14 is Melissa, obviously.
Yep.
She lost again.
Brutal.
Yeah. But a solid, a respectable performance, just, you know.
Yeah. Pretty high scoring week for our league this week overall, I would say.
It was a very high scoring week. 110 average score, which that's, I think, huge. Is the highest by. It's the highest this season. Yeah.
Yeah, as I say, pretty big week overall. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a lot of unlucky losers. We'll get to some of those.
Oh yeah, I bet. So Melissa's out of playoff contention. Are we gonna start doing this a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. Melissa's definitely out of playoff contention.
2-10, Melissa. I love you. See you next year.
Also out of the playoff contention, number 13 in the same spot she was in last week is Sid. Sid really thought
you.
She had.
See you next year.
She thought she had beat Kevin, but turns out she had not. So Kevin stays alive, beats Sid. Sid eliminated for the playoffs.
Wow.
See you in the BCI.
Brutal. Kevin, what a fighter. Amazing. Amazing game.
Now these next two teams technically aren't out, but they're pretty much out. So down two spots, number 12 is Chris.
Really?
Yeah, defending Chris champ. Is Chris is pretty much out. He's got almost no chance of making it. ESPN gives him a 3% chance.
Like that? You know?
But he's 5-7 with 2 weeks left. He would have to hope the last seed goes to a 7-7 team. And that being him.
He needs to definitely win out at least, and then he needs some little luck beyond that. Well, Chris, as I've been saying, I love you. See you next year. Good luck. Good luck in the BCI.
And I'll
be there shortly.
Yeah, I'm not. I may also be there. So down, up one spot to number 11. Also, probably out. ESPN gives him a 2% chance. It's Richard. Richard with a big win.
See you next year.
Yeah. Big win over Melissa. Put up a respectable 113.
Brutal.
But probably not going to make the playoffs.
When you get a 32 from your QB, good chance you're going to win. Good chance.
There's a good chance.
But yeah. Hopefully it helps you with the seeding in the BCI, though. Don't forget, points matter. Playing still matters. You know? Maybe you get an easy game in the BCI, get out early.
And you have a 2% chance to make the playoffs, so.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a chance.
That's all you need. All right, Ryan, hurt me. I know I'm next.
No, you're not next.
God, come on.
Down one spot to number 10 is Eric.
Oof.
Eric had a really good week, but it was not enough. 111.
Yeah.
Usually good enough to get you a win. He wasted the. Yeah, he went up against top scorer of the week. He wasted the good Jordan Love week. What are you doing?
Every week's a good Jordan Love week. Haven't you heard? I mean, a good Bijan week, a good Dallas defense week, really a good week for his team across the board, at least for his high performers. It's going to hurt. I mean, he went into the buzzsaw that is your mom's team. That's unfortunate, you know?
That is unfortunate. And Eric still has a 21% chance, but...
There you go, Eric.
Not likely to make the playoffs.
I'm going to reserve my catchphrase until next week, Eric, but hopefully... Hopefully he'll survive.
Up two spots to number 9 is Joe.
Let's go.
Joe back against the wall, needed a win, got it. Beat Austin.
Austin lowest score of the week, so that's okay.
Yeah. But a respectable performance from Joe. You know, 106. Yeah. Most weeks I get you a win. Not this week, but
yeah, this week was
most weeks that gets you a win. And you know, he had some solid performances. Trevor Lawrence, Raheem Mostert, Devonta Smith. He also left a lot of points in the on his bench. It was kind of the revenge of Pittsburgh a little bit, and he left a lot of those points on the bench.
You know, I think that's a good spot for the Pittsburgh players to be in. It's not worth the one revenge game you get every year to be losing every week because of them. So, Joe,
they
good
could
on
be back.
They could be back. No, I don't think so. Kenny pick six. He's where he is. It's okay.
All right, down one spot, number eight. Nick.
Nice.
That one hurts, doesn't it?
Brutal. I mean, when I was tracking Peter and I playing this week, I kind of, you know, it seemed like, oh, I was going to lose. And then, you know, the worst part is, Ryan, it's the hope that kills you. It really is, because it, you know, what goes to OT, you know, Jalen Hurts brings it back. It goes to OT. It genuinely seemed like for a little bit there, I was like, hey, wait a minute. Could I win? And I was happy the Eagles won, but I wish that didn't mean that I lost. And it just sucked that every time, you know, Stephon Diggs got a touchdown or did anything, it meant Peter's, you know, Josh Allen was going right up alongside him, and heartbreaker of a loss here.
Yeah, and that's really going to hurt your playoff chances. You fall to a 26% playoff percentage. Oof. Chose at 28%.
I must have good points. I must have good points, though, right?
You probably do. Yeah, you're fourth in points.
Yeah. I was going to say, I got to be kind of high in points. But
the middle's pretty bunched up in points.
That doesn't feel great for me.
But actually, yeah, you're a little bit of a gap above Peter, like 20, 30 points above Peter.
Okay. Not bad.
This next team has a 53% chance of making the playoffs. That's my team.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not making the playoffs. My team sucks.
I cannot believe you're literally saying this. I don't even want to hear this. I don't even want to hear this. You're 7-5. There's two games
left. I'm 7-5. I'm the luckiest team so far this season. I'm luckiest by score. Yeah. I'm the unluckiest by injuries, I think.
Doesn't matter. I mean, injuries don't really matter if you're luckiest by score.
I mean, at some point, I'm going to have to win a game that matters.
You've been winning games that matter this whole time.
That's true.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. What do you mean? You've been winning games that matter the whole time.
I was, like, fairly certain I was going to lose, and then Josh Dobbs had an implosion week.
Yeah.
And threw four picks, and that was great for me. His only touchdown went to the player I had, TJ Hockenson.
I'm sure Chris felt really comfy Monday. He was like, well.
Monday morning, Broncos he's probably like, I got this.
Broncos defense, never even heard of him. Meanwhile, Josh Dobbs was passing to their team the whole time. Oh, yeah, that's a shame. That's a tough one.
Hey, I got lucky. I'm probably not going to make the playoffs. But
I can't. You of all people are not allowed to say I'm probably not going to make the playoffs.
I mean, only six teams make it. I'm likely not going to be one of the six.
You're 51%.
53%.
Oh, now you're correcting me. 2%. All right. Ryan, I think you're going to be fine. Look, if you get knocked out, you'll get my catchphrase. Isn't that something to look forward to? There you go.
I am 10th in points. Or no, I am 12th in points.
Wow, that's really bad, Ryan.
I'm first in points against.
Ryan, you want to know what I said? Better to be lucky than good.
True.
Always better to be lucky than good. And you're lucky this year.
My team's not good.
Your team's trash. That's okay.
Also unlucky. I'm having players. Yeah. My players are dropping like flies.
You know, Ryan, and yet somewhere in that bad luck, you're still getting wins. And that's really all that matters.
I guess. All right. Down three spots, number six is Almog.
Oof.
Another team I thought they probably.
The Tabak Bowl for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Brutal. Lost the Tabak Bowl. Must have been awkward around the dinner table as Kyron Williams is just crushing Almog's chances of really securing a playoff spot.
Yeah.
35 points.
Yeah, 35 points. Oof. 20 points in defense.
Nicole's team didn't really play well yet. That pick six at the end of the half, like that's like a miracle pick six. Like,
as we like to say, if you have a player that gets 35 points,
you're probably going to win.
It probably doesn't matter how the rest of your team did. It probably is going to be enough.
And the rest of the team, Nicole's team, didn't do well, and it was enough.
I mean, I think the highlights for all of the team, we'll probably get this in the matchup. You know, Kyler Murray's back. He's doing well. Yep. Tony Pollard's doing well. Dallas is pretty strong right now. I think all of the team is still in a good place. He's gotten a lot of – I feel like he's been getting unlucky losses here. I think this is another example of that, so – I don't know. I think Allmog still has a chance. What's his percent, Ryan?
All these teams are going to have good percentages from here on out. 72%.
Oh, wow. There you go. Yeah. Pretty nice, Alvog. Pretty nice.
Down three spots to number five is Austin. Austin is sitting at a 64% chance of making the playoffs.
Wish I was sitting there. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Right. Does his team doesn't have like any crazy scores this week. Just consistent points across the board.
And a
slow
loss.
And steady. Oh, wait. He lost this week. He lost, but he didn't go down that way more.
He went down three spots. He was number two last week.
Kind of lowest score this week, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Quad AI couldn't do any better.
No argument there. Quad AI picked teams from someone else's league. Put him in here. I mean, I still like Austin's team. Definitely a down week for sure. Hopefully he can bounce back. I mean, once again, it's all about record at this point. 7-5, the bank wins is huge. I mean, all these teams 7-5, right? They're just hunting for one more win over the next 2 weeks. They get that. Probably smooth sailing. Maybe a tiebreaker, worst case.
Yeah. Exactly. And moving on to number four, up two spots, Peter. Peter was very happy to beat you. Got to 7-5.
Yeah.
Peter with only a 68% chance of making the playoffs, so a little lower than Almog.
I think his points are low, right?
He is fifth in points. We just talked about that.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That's and he's above Almog.
Wow. All right.
And Austin. And me.
I think, isn't everyone above you, Ryan? Is that what you just said? That you're 12th?
Yeah, I'm above Melissa.
Good company.
Well, I guess it's kind of it's close. Like, I'm only 60 points behind Peter. You can make that up in a week, and he's fifth.
You can make that up in a week if Peter's team has an unfortunate bus accident.
I know a guy who can do that.
You know a guy? I know a bus driver who doesn't have a lot of scruples. Go out there. All right, Ryan. Hey, best of luck to Pete, you know?
Yeah.
Good team. Right. Got 40 points, Josh Allen. Sheesh. Best game of the season. We should have it sometime else. I'll tell you that.
Yep. Up two spots, number three, my mom. It was a high score of the week. Team was a buzzsaw this week.
This seems low. This seems low for your mom. Your mom seems terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It might be the best team.
I think it's easily the best. I don't even think it's not even a question.
Oh, it's not easily.
I think it is. I mean, even she had people that had terrible weeks this week, too, and it didn't even matter. I mean, literally just Pacheco, Hill, Flowers. What?
I mean, you're just going to discount Kevin over there? And Nicole?
I mean, Kevin lost by 30 points. I mean, this is no disrespect to Kevin. Oh, wait, sorry. Kevin didn't lose by 30 points. I was looking at Eric.
Kevin's won six in a row.
I know. Your mom got a 139 this week. I mean, it was a pretty high score we crossed the board. Your mom got 139. She's 30 points ahead of 40 points ahead of Kevin.
But 20 points behind Kevin overall, which could matter maybe in the going for a bye week.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely cream of the crop right here, right? We're talking about the teams that they're probably definitely in the playoffs.
But, hey, a couple losses in a row and you're out. 85% chance of making the playoffs.
That's pretty good. I wish I had a B in making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think your mom's the best team in the league. Anyway, sorry, continue.
Up two spots, number two, Nicole. 80% right. Chance of making the playoffs. And could be getting Justin Jefferson back next week after the bye. So this
could
was a big win.
But do we think Jefferson will be good?
I mean, you get him back. Better than Terry McLaurin.
Well, right, but I mean, with Dobbs passing to the other team.
Still better than Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'll just throw it out there.
Kyron Williams is back. She didn't have he just came back off the IR. Had a huge game.
Man, Williams is huge. That's probably the strongest pickup for sure on Nicole's team. I like Nicole's team. I think it's like the top teams are very competitive, and I feel like your bottom team just terrifies me. That's kind of my bottom line on everything, I think.
That's fair. And then number one spot, 99% chance of making the playoffs. Probably going to get the one seed. Kevin.
Wow.
Six in a row. CJ Stroud just putting up a ton of points.
What a Cinderella story.
Yep.
Seriously. Can you imagine this? Beginning of the season, Aaron Rodgers injured. Kevin's team in chaos, thinking his season's already over. Kevin never backs down. Not once.
Turns out you didn't want Aaron Rodgers. Instead, you want to take a shot.
Turns out Aaron Rodgers is trash. Too many crystals. Get Stroud in there. Wow, he's been crushing it every week. The rest of it's kind of terrible this week, quite frankly, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's got two working Achilles.
Yeah, way stronger Achilles. Doesn't believe in crystals, probably. That's a huge. I think Kevin's bench is not even bad either. Pretty indexed on Houston, but, you know, not a bad place to be, I suppose.
Let's see. Does Houston have any, like, if Houston has, like, some disaster matchups coming up, honestly, like, we'll see how those Tennessee matchups go. Those will be real swing matchups.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're going to get to those in a little bit, Ryan, for the matchup of the week.
Yeah. So last week we submitted picks, and Nick, you really needed to pick up some games on me, and you didn't. You went 4-3 last week. I went 6-1. So I now I have a 7-game lead on you.
All right. Well, like that sounds a little insurmountable.
Yeah.
You can still implode. There's time.
I could. We'll start with the matchup of the week. This is a classic loser goes home matchup. A Delfino Bowl. Joe versus Nick. Yeah.
I saw this on the top of mine because it's my team, and I was like, this is it.
6-6. Loser goes home. We'll see you next year.
I'm going to talk to Joe and put a fix in on this game. Joe's going to bench his whole team.
Joe current pick for 105.1. Your pick for 96.6. I don't know, Nick. You know Stephon Diggs this week. Darren Waller's still hurt.
Yeah.
49ers are playing Philly.
Yeah, I don't like this for me. Yeah, I don't like this week for me.
I don't like this for you either.
I don't like my matchups at all. I gotta be honest. I think the deciding matchup is tonight. I think it's Cooks. I think it all comes down to Cooks. Can Cooks get like a 25-point game to like really kick it off? If not, I'm cooked. Pun intended.
I'll take Joe.
I'm gonna pick myself because you gotta back yourself. But just know everybody listening. I don't actually back myself.
All right, me versus Nicole. Man, this is not good.
Dare I? I mean, jeez. Nicole has 20 points on your right. Have some respect.
Yeah. I'm projecting for 92.1. Well, Jonathan Taylor is going to be out 2 to 3 weeks, so
at least wash your hands, Ryan. I mean, Jesus, this is sad.
Nicole projects for 110. No Lamar, no Justin Jefferson.
She doesn't have like half her team.
I don't have TJ Hockenson. I'm playing the stack of Jake Browning and Tanner Hudson at quarterback tight end.
This is like college discount players.
Hey, this is my second quarterback to have gone on the IR. So,
do I think Ryan's luck can overcome Nicole's quality team?
You know, Nick, well, I'm going to help you make a decision a little easier. I'm going to pick Nicole.
That doesn't make it easier at all. Now I feel like I need to pick you.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pick you. I don't know. I'm already down 7 games. Like, I can't, you know.
All right.
I gotta break away.
Peter versus Sid. Ooh, Peter currently projected for 93.6. Sid projected for 98.4. Peter's got a hell bye week with both Josh Allen and James Cook out. And his team is not very deep to make up for this.
I have a question. I apologize for this in advance. When did Gardner Minshew start playing again?
Like weeks ago, when my quarterback Anthony Richardson got hurt,
he got hurt again.
He's been out for the season since like week 5.
Oh, I thought he came back at some point. He's been fully out. I thought he came back for a little bit.
No. Then I drafted. Then I traded for Joe Burrow. I don't know if you remember that. And then he.
I do remember. That. No. Yeah. Toughy. I don't know. I'm looking at these teams. I don't like either of them. Not a lot of jumping for joy here. I'm going to pick Peter. Only because I don't even know if I like that. Actually, wait a minute.
I'll let you pick. You pick who you want. I'll take the other side.
I'm going to pick Peter. Whatever. I don't even know if I like Peter more.
I want to root against Peter anyway, so let's go, Sid.
All right.
Melissa versus Kevin. I'm not going to give you the option of picking the other side here. I'm going to pick Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Kevin here, too. I think that would be...
Kevin has a really tough bye week, too, and it doesn't matter because, like, Melissa's team's terrible.
Hey,
and
we say that, but never know. You never know, Ryan.
She has to pick up a kicker. Josh Jacobs not playing. She's got no chance.
Never know.
You hear that? You have no. This team has no chance. There's no possible way she could lose this, or she could win this.
We love you, and we'll see you next year. We can't wait to have you. Can't wait. All right.
Almog versus Austin, another really important matchup. Loser.
This is a competitive one.
Yeah, loser's gonna have an uphill battle in the final week to make the playoffs.
All right, you got two QBs, squishy matchups: Kyler Murray, Pittsburgh; Baker Mayfield, Carolina. Wow, this is gonna be a. I think it's gonna be the highest scoring match this week. Lock it in.
I don't think so, but
all right.
Austin predicts for 101, or Almog predicts for 101.6. Austin for 105.1. Bad bye weeks for both teams. Austin's missing Justin Fields, Cole Kmet. Almog's missing Devontae Adams. So it's.
I think I like Almog here, quite frankly.
I think I like Almog too, but I'll pick Austin for variety. Give you a chance here.
Let's go. Are we going to be fully divergent besides one?
Kevin, yeah. Yeah, I think we could probably do that.
All right, nice.
Maybe not, actually. My mom versus Richard.
Oof.
My mom's ranked for 111.6, Richard for 95.2. Richard's team, he might get Achane back, so that would be helpful. He needs a new kicker. So it's actually, the projections could be a little closer than you think.
Your mom seems so scary.
Yeah, even with a couple of buys, my mom seems just still so low.
Doesn't even matter. Doesn't even, like, it's still scary.
I'm going to pick my mom.
You know, I actually kind of like some of Richard's matchups. I mean, Dak could have a big night tonight against the Seahawks.
You know, you don't have to pick against me. You know, you don't have to make up every game at once.
I know. All right, I'm gonna pick your mom on this one. Yeah, I don't think there's enough convincing me here that I should pick Richard. So, yeah.
All right. Chris, I think Chris has the highest projection of the week, 112.
Wow.
To Eric's 101. As we said, Chris probably out of the playoffs.
Spoiler. He's playing spoiler here.
Yeah, probably a little too late. Eric needs this win. So, needs a big
Ryan,
matchup.
Tell me, how do you feel about Jordan Love into Kansas City?
I don't feel good about Jordan Love any week, anywhere. Except last week. I thought he was going to have a good week last week.
Yeah, there you go. I'll mark that down in my notebook. I kind of think you got to pick Chris here. I mean, I'm gonna pick Chris here.
All right. I'm also going to pick Chris. Fuck him.
The only thing with Eric's team is, like, Eric is really indexed on Green Bay, and they're playing the Chiefs this week, and, like, that's going to be a tough one. That's just going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that wraps up the picks.
Can't wait. It's an exciting time of the season, you know, as you get down to these last few weeks and, you know, a bunch of decisions get made about playoffs, so can't wait to see it. I'm sure next week, Ryan, you'll have all the scenarios fully played out.
We have some juicy matchups next week. Potentially.
Dude, really?
We have me versus Austin. We have Joe versus Peter, which could be a... We have Sid versus Melissa for last in the power rankings. You versus nice. Almog. My nice. Mom versus Kevin for the one seed, potentially.
Nice.
Chris versus Richard could be a...
I love this preview for next week. It's like kind of like a lead-in. You know, we're kind of...
They could potentially be like a win and get it, like our win and have a chance. Nicole versus Eric is probably the one with the least... going in, but Eric might need the win for that. Could also be a win and get in scenario for either team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that Melissa and Sid are playing each other kind of is good because immediately it's like all the other games now have a higher value. Unfortunately, I say that no disrespect.
And Chris and Richard are playing each other. Oh no, yeah.
There you go. Oh wow, really?
And they're the two 5-7. They're the two 5-7 teams.
That's kind of weird how that works out, isn't it?
All exciting scripted, stuff. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's all scripted. Ryan planned it this way. Interesting. Interesting. Curious that. Well, that concludes the pod. I mean, Ryan, any thoughts or anything you want to plug before we sign off?
I've been snacking on these candy cane chocolate covered almonds from Trader Joe's this whole podcast. They're delicious.
How do you find them?
Good. They're so good. Everyone should get these.
What are they called?
Candy cane covered chocolate covered almonds.
Candy cane. Do they taste like candy cane? Do they have a candy cane coating?
Yeah, it's got like a peppermint coating and then a chocolate coating and then the almond.
All right. I don't know if I would like that. Is it like really minty?
No, it's just like a nice little touch of mint, little touch crunch. Of chocolate, little crunch.
Hmm. All right. I'll have to keep an eye out. My recommendation is The Sopranos. Very different than Ryan's. Not really holiday themed at all. It's been great. Been watching it. Melissa and I started watching it. Fantastic show. That's my plug. And that concludes the podcast. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us as always. And to everyone listening, please remember to like, rate, subscribe wherever you hear your podcasts. Ciao.
Ciao.